not use because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named Blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. On a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
10, 9, 8, 7, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting live.
Broadcasting live.
In the studio.
The Lounge Saturdays.
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Oh, you know what that means.
You definitely know what that means, Danny.
Saturday night in the city. It is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. It is the Lounge Saturdays. We are on Facebook Live, so Get your ass over at Lounge Radio Show. Hi, everyone that is listening. We have some fun today. Coming off, we were just saying on Facebook Live, we came off 2 weeks ago. We had Lounge Fest 2018.
What an epic show that was. A live concert. We produced an amazing concert with Salt and Peppa, LL Cool J headlining it, Rob Bass, Tone Loc, Run DMC, Boston's own Tony Carbone.
That was sick. It was sick.
And even cooler than that, our own DJ Cliff West spun the intermission set as well.
He was going through those crowds like crazy, coming from the stage.
He was, and I heard he met a few new girlfriends as well.
He did.
And DJ Daryl, the one and only DJ D, our buddy, he kicked off the night. That was unbelievable. People checked in. We had people all the way from Hong
China,
Kong.
China, too.
Kington, how you doing, sweetheart?
See, you got the names right. I was going to ask you about that.
I do. I remember it. She checked in all the way from Hong Kong last week. Man, we're trying to come off of that show and give you guys another awesome show here.
Yeah, tonight we have
twofers.
Yeah, it's not a threesome. It's a twofer.
It's a twosome. That was a little modulation. What was that?
Because you're excited to have a twosome.
Is that?
But we have some great artists. We have Two Live Crew. Another Bad Creation in there.
I know that's your favorite song.
It is, at the playground. Sugar Hill Gang also have some House of Pain.
Adventures of Stevie V. I can't wait for that coming up later. Hey, give me a little more microphone. What's going on with that?
You're demanding already.
I know, right?
Jesus.
It is the Lounge Saturday Nights, Danny. Are you ready for another epic show?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's kick it off. It is Nucleus. Space is the place. It's the Lounge Saturday Nights. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Yeah!
Leaving right behind. So kick off the shoes, get your blue. shame on me. Down and then he give me no slack like a bullet king with a sack of Big Macs. We're throwing down and with the rack of those hats on tap. In your mind, you see, you gotta book it to your best ability. You gotta funk it up until it knocks you down. And when you're bumping up, be sure you pass it around. Come on, let's go to work. We got what'll make your body jerk. We can throw your hands up in the air, shake your booty and scream, oh yeah. Cause we are the jam on crew and jamming on niggas that would do the do. We'll funk it up until you book it down. So come on, people, check out.
Like a track star dying. Nah, I ran through the back. y'all trying to get in my building, saying, why in the heck won't somebody kill them one day? The fellas got together, they vowed that no one would ever come in our block and terrorize us. The gangs that used to do it, now they idolize the guns. We don't like to use them unless our enemies choose them. We prefer to fight you all like a man and beat you down with our hands and body slam you at the wall, wall, west. Like to spend it snapping. Boy, do we heat up, but we'll take time out to beat up a sucker. If he won't static, beat down. Yeah, we got it good, and we'll accommodate you. Thanks to us, a lot of brothers hate to come back to this very day. Cause losing's one thing we don't play. If you're ever in a fight and you're beating one of us, break out before you get bum rushed at the wall. Nobody's a punk. Got it. Down the street, rocking my beat, clapping my hands and stomping my feet. I saw a little lady so neat and petite. She was so sweet, yes, I wanted to meet her. So I asked this lady, could I take her out? We could wine and dine and talk about the birds and the bees in my water bed. And you could treat me like a Buddha and bow your head. We continued to talk, and before you knew it, we were at my house and it was time to do it. As soon as I finished, I lost my poise, ran outside and told all my boys. I said, listen up, fellas, come over here, bust it. They said, did you get it? I said, yeah. They said, how was it? The boomtang was dope, and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor. I rocked her to the left, rocked her to the right. She felt so good, hugged me so tight. I said, good night. 3 days later, woke up fussing, yelling and cussing, drip, drip, dripping and puss, puss, pussing. I went into the bathroom and said, mamma mia, I'ma kill that girl next time I see ya. The madder I got, the more I reminisce. Why is my thing burning like this? Well, I remember the first day I saw that girl. I just couldn't wait to rock her world. I said, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? What have I done stuck my duckin'? Now I know why her ex-boyfriend Dave calls her Mrs. Microwave, cause she was hotter than an oven, and I had to learn the hard way. Stay in a microwave too long, you get burned. But the poontang was dope, and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor. I went to the doctor's office. I said, what have I got? He said, turn around, boy, and take this shot. I looked at him like he was crazy, and I said, what? Ain't nobody sticking nothing in my butt. He turned and said, in a real deep voice, have it your way if that's your choice, and I'll put it down if you want me to put it. But don't blame me if it turns into a foot extended from the middle of your body. And the next time you see a cute hottie, you won't be able to screw. The only thing you can do is just kick her, so go take karate. As I turned around to receive my injection, I said, next time I'll use some protection. If I see another girl and I get an erection, I'm walking in the other direction, cause I don't wanna do the sick dance. So I'm keeping my snake inside my pants. And if I see another girl and I know I can rock her, before I push up, I'll make her go see the doctor.
.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It is the Lounge Saturdays.
What's so funny, Danny?
People are going to see the doctor. What's up with that? Really? It's Valentine's Day, but you know that's a good way to get back at someone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Hey, what a great block. Kicked it off. Nucleus, Space is the Place. Haven't heard that one forever. Nucleus was Well Jam on it. Then we went into the man, Cool Modi, Wild Wild West, and Danny's favorite song, and apparently what he did this week, he went and saw the doctor.
I did.
Oh, man. Hey, so Danny, social media is already blowing up. Tell everybody how they can hook up with us.
So you go to Lounge Radio Show. You can like the Facebook page and also on Twitter. You're on the tweet. You're on the Twitter. A Lounge Radio Show on there, 855-915-9636 at option one. That gets you right to the hotline here. And listening online is very simple. Lounge, listen online. You can listen through the iPhone app, through the any app that's out there. Just search WMFO.
Oh, definitely do the search. Do the search. Danny, we are coming off of that hot, epic show. But we got another 2.5 hours of another epic show tonight. And like I said, social media is blowing up.
People across the states.
Britt Marie checked in. Jimbo in East Bridgewater. Sexy Carrie in Derry, New Hampshire checked in. Kristen Montella, Milford, Mass. Bob Quinton, get well soon, buddy. Hope the surgery went well. Julie DiCarlo in South, what is that? Sandown, New Hampshire. Scott Smith, Bob LaCar, Brian Connors, Amy Elizabeth, our Florida connection, Sue Bell and Sandra Swanson. Tony Cabone, our man, checked in. Kenny Tens, Patsy Jenkins. Esthetician Nicole checked in. Neil Chesler, Boston, Mass. Joyce Gilbert, Tom Shillelagh, Pam Varner, Rachel Amy, Tom Howley, my buddy Tom, all the way from Houston, Texas, is streaming us live. What, how you doing, buddy? Miss you. Can't wait to see you next time you're back in town. Kim Bedard checked in. Laurie and Adam DeRoche. Joe Gizzy in Jersey City, New Hampshire also checked in. Holy cow. You got some, Danny?
St. Augustine, Florida. You got to put the condom back on the mic, Evan. Philip Karp is... What? No. It's for the... You were talking about the modulation, and you put that on there. It won't modulate as much.
All right. You do the shout-outs. Keep going.
Drea is in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Janet and the girls in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And Stephanie and Barbara Ann in Palm Spring of Florida and
California.
Is it California? You do that to me all the time. Shut up.
Danny,
I do that actually every
Danny,
time that they call it.
If you're turning, if the road turns to the right and you let go of the steering wheel, what happens?
It swerves. Shut up.
Okay, all right. Anyways,
we'll hey, talk
Danny,
about that story. That's a good one. That's a good one.
2.5 hours, but you know what? We got a little Houdini, a little 5 minutes of funk coming up, a little Lottie Dottie Slick Rick, and right now, how about some Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa? It is Slick Rick. Yeah.
It is with outstanding pleasure that we are here to present tonight, Slick Rick the Ruler.
and MC Ricky D doing their smash hit Mona Lisa. You know, like the picture. Anyway, I'd like to take this time out to bow before His Divine Majesty. Oh, Your Majesty.
Mm-hmm.
Can I kiss your hand?
Mm-hmm.
Enough.
Come, Your Highness. They await you.
Well, it was one of those days.
Not much to do.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a store
to buy a slice of pizza.
I bumped into a girl.
Her name was Mona. What?
Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa. So men made you.
You know what I'm saying? So I said,
excuse me, dear.
My gosh, you look nice.
Put away your money.
I'll buy that slice.
She said, thanks. I'd rather a slice of you.
I'm just kidding, but that's awfully nice of you.
The compliment showed she had a mind in her, and when I smiled, I almost blinded her.
She said, great Scott, are you a thief? Seems like you have a mouthful of gold teeth.
Ha ha ha, I had to find that funny, so I said, no child, I work hard for the money. And calling me a thief, please, don't even try
right?
it. Sit down, eat your slice of pizza and be quiet. She almost got cut short.
You know, scissor.
She tried to disrespect who?
The Grand Wizard.
Me?
What's your name, sir?
MC Ricky D, but not to be so harsh, I said to Mona Lee.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry, and I know that's low class.
Please sit, tell me a little about your past.
She said, well, I got courage, and I don't like courage.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to college, but I've got crazy knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Over 18, and my eyes are green.
Uh-huh.
I wear more gold than that man on 18.
Uh-huh.
Trim, slim, and I'm also light-skinned. Best believe Mona's a virgin.
A virgin?
Honey needed a slap.
She tried to tell me she's a virgin.
With a yay white gap.
I said, it don't matter, see, I'm not picky.
What?
Let me spell my name out for you, it's Ricky.
Yeah.
Ravishing,
impressing,
courageous or careless.
Yeah.
For the Kangos, which I've got, that I wear every day.
And why?
Why not?
Suffice not right that I recite tonight.
Quite polite like Walter Cronkite.
Well, just about then, Trevor, my friend, came in. He said,
hey, Rick, don't you know playing with these snakes is a sin?
He grabbed me by my shirt and pulled me right out the store, he said.
I don't want to see you playing with these lowlights no more. Now come along, we have a party to attend with some real mature women and some more of our friends.
He held down a cab and he waited for a minute, and as the cab came, he thrusted me in it. And as we were leaving, it was telling along, I could hear a melody as Mona sang a song.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry, each time you meet, walk on by, walk on by. That's all that I have left, so let me hide the pain and the hurt that you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by.
You're hanging with us on the Lounge Saturdays.
Commercial free.
Commercial free.
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwback.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. We're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss. As we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. Lottie, Lottie. 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 You know what? Yo, peep this. Lottie, Lottie. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
Right?
for all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself, cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, and that we create, cause that's our mission, so listen to what we say, because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning, I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning, went to the bathroom to wash up, had some soap on my face and my hand upon a cup, I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble, 5 minutes it lasted, the mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. Used to wear Lavole because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango, and then I dilly
dally.
I ran through her, I bumped into my old girl
Sally.
From the
valley.
This is a girl plays hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now, what was I to do? Just crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped upset to me.
Hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks, so I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up, I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me, I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkles, I can't be a lover. To the tick tock, you don't stop. To the tick tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
Won't leave until the thing ends. But in the meantime, the in-between time, if you work your thing, then I work mine. We came here together so we could have fun. Me and you, baby, going one-on-one. Now this is the last chance for us to get off. So either get loose or you ought to get lost. Cause I'm just about ready to do my thing. Cause I'm a stone cold New York rap machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. And never has one man rocked so many. I'ma make you wet and make you sweat, just to see how funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well. And I go by the name of the rapper Jahlil. Now sit back, relax, put on your headgear. You're ready for a trip through the atmosphere. Gonna take you for a ride through the twilight zone. I don't need a spaceship, I use my microphone. So hold on tight with all your might, cause I'll be rocking like this for the rest of the night. It's Jahlil, y'all, your master rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some think I'm soft just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners. Cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm slaying MCs right on the spot. Cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rap, the jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun.
We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk, to separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound, and once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom, come on Master D, get funky while we got it. Start. We used to get together at the dark. Sometimes we rap, sometimes we sing. In the summer or the winter, cause it ain't no thing. And ever since I first came round, side by side, we'd throw down. We came here to this here place to serve you all right to your face. Because this jam here is our showstopper. We didn't want to use it, but I guess we got it. With the man of the hour, make the ladies scream and holler. Too hot to drop, too sweet to be sour. I'm gonna set the record straight, and I hope that it is not too late. The best, I won't settle for less. Put your money on me, I'm your best bet. Come on, one for the trouble, two for the banks, three for the ladies, four for the plays, 5 minutes of funk. This ain't no jump, so pull your bottom off the tree stump. Ladies real pretty, city to city, but now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom, I'm gonna rock them while I still got them. I'll rap and shower, has style and power, and this disco hour. I don't know it, all of you have heard, so it's up to me to spread the word about the man that we feel. It's got to be real. I'm crown prince on the wheels of steel. He goes by the name of Grandmaster D. So if it's all right with you, it's all right with me. We're gonna rock you people's minds with ease, with some help from the maestro, if you please.
Because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool.
We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day.
Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends. Together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one on one against the world.
talking on the telephone for hours at a time, or else I was at your house or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer because it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and the girlfriend were so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you owned. But then she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your bladder is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie.
And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
Want some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? Huh, Danny? Huh, Danny? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar content, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, and watch the Food Network and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limp amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paula Deen and pharmaceutical giant Nova Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bike instead of being confined in a wheelchair, if you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical balls and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
You're in the lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
We are streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. It is the lounge Saturdays.
Is that what you're streaming? Doesn't look like it, my friend.
That Paula Deen PSA was actually good.
Oh, that was a breathtaker.
It was.
One for the Undertaker.
It made me want to eat more butter.
Right? Butter this, butter bean. Hey, gotta wish Sexy Carrie in Derry, New Hampshire a big happy birthday. We forgot to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She's been waiting all week for the show, and she can't wait to hear what Cliff's going to be playing right after the 10 o'clock hour as well. So we're excited to get that on, right, Danny?
We are indeed.
DJ Cliff's mix right after the 10 o'clock hour? Great. How about Dap Lock, Little Slick Rick, Mona Lisa? Slick Rick, la-di-da-di. Houdini, 5 minutes of fun, and friends, what do you think about that?
We have lots of friends checking in everywhere, Evan.
They are still checking in, Danny. Gina DeRossi in Amsterdam, New York checked in. DJ Rick Pocio, DJ Mike Janity, both Boston iconic and legendary DJs checked in. Thanks, guys. Karen Gonzalez, the one and only John Lander also checked in. Hey, buddy, how you doing? DJ Tad Bonvey, who's on mix right now, but we won't say that, also checked in. And Cliff later on, and all Cliff's friends, we got Cliff's shout-outs coming up. We'll do that later as well. So, Danny, how can they get in touch with us?
Very simple. Lounge Radio Show right on Facebook, on Twitter. You can give us a call on the hotline, 855-915-9636. And you can also stream us right at WMFO.org on your iPhone. It's very simple. Go to the iPhone App Store, look for WMFO or any app devices. You have a Kindle. Why did I say Kindle? You remember the Kindles?
What's
what?
A Kindle?
Shut up. A Kindle is well before. If you can't afford an iPad, you get a Kindle.
Did that come out when 8-track? That was with those 8-track things, right, Danny?
I actually have a Kindle.
You have a Kindle and an 8-track?
Yeah.
All right.
We're not that old.
You are that old. But speaking of old, you know what? We got a great block coming up right now. We got Beastie Boys, a little Hey Ladies coming up, a little Two Live Crew, Sally That Girl, and
it's gonna get you in the mood.
Danny, me so horny.
What do we get for $10?
Anything you want.
Everything you want. Everything. Everything. Oh.
Don't do that, babe.
Oh.
Don't do
it. Soccer tummy.
Oh,
one, two, three, and I woke up early this morning and I went to the Five and Dime. I saw this pretty young lady that was real, real fine. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, excuse me, ma'am. She pulled down her pants and said, splack these hams. Whoa, that girl. So we walked her to her house and she opened up the door. It was a heart-shaped bed in the middle of the floor. She pushed me on the bed and this you can bet, in between her legs was real, real wet. So I grabbed her by her thighs and I moved up truly. She jumped off the bed and said, don't touch my booty. Don't touch my booty, cause I won't touch you. Don't touch my booty, cause it's not the thing to do. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sally, whew, that girl. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sally, whew, that girl. So we bailed out her house just to get something to eat. We saw her friend named Patty walking down the street. Patty turned around as we yelled out her name. She dropped to one knee and began to sing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sally, whew, that girl. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sally, whew, that girl. Sally is a girl that likes to play. And if you want some lovin', Sally is okay. She has a different fellow every day of the week. Two or maybe three, just to make it sweet. Sally wants a man she can call her own. And 6700 she can call on the phone. Sally's never tired and she's never alone. All Sally wants is a fella with a brome. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sally, whew, that girl. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sally, whew, that girl. That girl. That girl. That girl. Sally. That girl. That girl. That girl. That girl. Sally.
Get the party started.
Coochie's here for the love of your body.
That girl. That girl. That girl.
Sally.
That girl.
Sally.
That girl. That girl. That girl. That girl. That girl.
Sally. Sally.
The ladies.
Katie Buckner.
You know so well. It started way back in history with that rap.